once again for your song of the day. Jay. From 1978.
Jay Sorensen.
Yeah. Give Bill a moment.
No, he needs
a moment. We're not worthy. We are not worthy of this. Oh, my.
I said you'd probably be surprised by my choice today, but yeah, Fat Bottom Girls by Queen, wow. 1978.
Good job. Great creativity.
464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating in the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
You knew Big C was coming and you still played it.
He's talking about girls.
What'd you hear to help Fat Bottom Girls, Dad?
It's all good, C. C, it's all good. Jake surprised
you. He was a fatty, fatty, such a naughty, natty.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Whatever they're saying.
Jake
Sorensen.
What are you doing, Jake?
I told you I was going to surprise you.
You did.
And you never saw that coming at all.
No.
No.
Nobody saw that coming.
Right now, give me 10,000 songs to guess. I think he's going to go Fat Bottom Girls Queen. I've said on the show before that Queen would be probably my number one concert to go back in time to see what it'd be like to see Queen like 1980, 70. It would be remarkable.
You must have saw the movie.
Could you imagine when that came on?
Did you see the movie?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
It's
a game changer, yeah.
I got to see that. But just, I mean, they would, 100,000-seat stadium. I mean, it was nuts to see him. Anyway.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, we got a lot of people.
I don't know how you follow that.
We got a lot of people to deal with here. I mean, we got a lot of people to score. So I'll give it an 8.995. It's a good song. Always liked it.
Yeah. What a start to that song. That was right at the start.
Talk about grabbing
hooks you.
Yep. It grabs you right away.
It's got a good lead.
98889.
Whoa.
9889. And it also just, it's a Friday song. It's a walk-up song.
Good job.
Yep.
It's a turn-it-up song.
Yep.
It's also amazing that when Jake plays Heyman songs, he plays about 30 seconds, but a good song of his, he plays a minute 45.
Yeah.
A minute 20, maybe.
We're going to get sued no matter what.
Jake's not playing it. I'm going with it. Derek? What do you think, Derek?
Okay,
Derek,
who do we have in here
today? We got Derek Bombeck, the director of sport for Visit Lincoln. Derek, what's your rating today?
It was good. That hook in the beginning catches you. It was a good Friday song. Bill's performance upped it. I'm going 925. Yep.
Wow, that's as high as he goes.
Should we get Big C's score?
Big C, what do you
Big
think?
C.
Give us a score. C.
Fire it out.
I'll give it a 5.
A 5.
Okay, yeah.
I understand.
When you get older, you'll give it a higher score.
Ben's going to be a 7.2.
I think it's 8.1 for Ben.
Ben.
9.9.
Jeez, Ben.
It's a feel-good song, isn't it, Ben?
Wow.
Ben, have you ever heard that song?
Yes, he has.
Look at Ben's face. He's like, oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Ben gave it a 9.6.
Thank you, Ben.
Well,
sport.
Yes, it is now time to get to our things happening in Lincoln with Derek. We saw Derek Bombeck 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Talking about the tennis tournament. We'll get that in a second.
It looked like he was going
last
to a
night.
He was dressed as if he's going to a fraternity meeting. Something down at the Taw House.
He was dressed in lines.
I always question how to dress when I meet a client for the first time, knowing that the clients were going to be in shorts and like t-shirts or polos. But I was like, you know what, I'll throw the button-up shirt on and the slacks, and then day two it was the joggers and, you know, much a little more low-key. So,
I saw you last night, Derek, at the opening night of the Cornhusker State Games at PBA. Tell us about what that event is and how long that goes for.
Yes, we had a fantastic kickoff to the 40th annual Cornhusker State Games, which is the Nebraska's largest amateur athletic competition. Josiah and Rebecca Alec kick it off great along with the governor for the torch lighting. But over the next 2 weeks, between July 11th and July 21st, there's going to be over 70 sports played across the state, the majority in Lincoln and Omaha, but others around the surrounding communities. So come check those out. You can still register for some events. If you want to volunteer, you can volunteer. But otherwise, just come out and support the events by checking out CornhuskerStateGames.com. So it's a great organization, a great event, and it's great for the entire state of Nebraska.
70 sports.
Yeah,
70.
It's...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a filling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
It's almost comical to think. I mean, we host the most sports out of any state games in the country, and you know, Dave Linerick, Scott Ash, Linus Hagedorn, they're great at what they do.
They say those names again, please.
Dave Linerick, Scott Ash, Linus or Pat Hagedorn, whatever you want to refer to him as.
They said 7,000 people will be participating this year.
And those numbers are a little low. They're hoping to have 8,000 by the time competitions completely wrap up and late registrations come in. But, I mean, typically we get over 10,000 on some of that stuff. And, yeah, we're usually one of the nation's largest state games.
Well, it's coming up here in July, going forward to the 21st. Up next, the Nebraska football road race, Derek.
Yes.
Road race.
Come run with the Huskers and try to find a cure for pediatric brain cancer. The Nebraska football road race is going to consist of a one-mile fun run as well as a 5K race that will take place July 14th. The run is going to start and finish inside Memorial Stadium. So the one-mile fun run is going to begin at 8 o'clock, and the 5K will begin shortly after that. So if you still want to register the event, check out lincolnrun.org/races, and you can find out more.
I think you can run. I think kids can run with the players if they might hook up with a player.
Yeah,
and run with.
Yep, that's kind of the goal. hence, run with the Huskers.
The first thing on the thing.
All went into the name. All tied together.
It's funny. Adrian ran with a kid once a mile, and the kid was really fast.
I remember you talked about that.
Yeah, Adrian was like, man, this is not what I signed up
for. Yeah.
The first line in Derek Sinks is, come run with the Huskers.
Easy, Jake.
Just commenting. Up next, Derek, the USA Roller Sports National Championships.
Yeah, I know we've talked about this in the past, but we are just wrapping up week one of the USA Roller Sports National Championships in speed and roller hockey. I do know that several national records were set this week because the floor is super fast since they did not have to put a subfloor down on top of the competition floor. It's directly onto the concrete. So
fast
a lot of athletes are competing to go to Italy for the World Championships. So you can check out this event the entire month of July and early August as artistic skating is going to be coming up next, followed by roller derby. Mm. So it is open to the public. It's out at Speedway Village. This is a one-of-a-kind event that Lincoln hosts, you know, often, but a lot of people in Lincoln just don't get out to see it. So we encourage you to do so. Check out usarollersports.org to find out more about the event schedule, ticket prices, and what you can see.
And the last thing, we mentioned this on Wednesday in studio with Alex Guthrie, but the ATP Lincoln Challenger, remind us, Derek.
Yes, I'm going to bring this up one more time until we get closer to the event, but Lincoln is hosting the ATP Challenger August 4th through 11th at the Dillon Tennis Complex. Some 60 of the top athletes across the world are going to be in town. Over 25 countries are going to be represented. The field's going to be announced Tuesday. A lot of them are coming directly from Wimbledon to come play, and a lot of them are competing to get their better seeds at the U.S. Open at Arthur Ashe Stadium. So, again, a lot of big-time names that are up and coming that might be, you know, world top 10 here in the very near future are going to be right here in Lincoln. So we encourage you to come out and support the event. Check it out. You can go to LincolnChallenger.com for more ticket and event information. But, yeah, I think tickets are going to sell out pretty quick.
You can't miss this.
We were just at the university yesterday talking about capacity, and it's not as high as you'd think out there. So if you want to go, get your tickets early.
Don't
delay. Any chance Jake mentioned it, Jake will do it. Can he be a ball boy?
Yeah, if you want to talk, well, there is a volunteer sign up on the website, or you can talk to Kevin Heim at Woods Tennis Center.
I can talk to Kevin.
Be a ball boy.
Is Kevin where you get beat by a 75-year-old when you were 25?
Probably so.
Yeah. That guy's really good, though.
He's got a backhand.
Maury is a very good tennis player.
Maury.
Come on. Maury's awesome.
Love it.
Lost to a 75-year-old.
I did. He can still beat me right now, I'm sure. Derek, thank you very much.
Sport.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Hour two, Luke Gifford in the house.
Next, NFL.
Early break. On the
National Football League.
Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.